Welcome to The Point for April 2nd. I'm Lauren Dezensky, co-author of The Point. I'm here to cut through the political spin to bring you the news you need to know. A belated but growing corporate backlash came too late to halt Georgia's new election law. But now, voting rights activists are calling on U.S. CEOs to prove their long-term commitment to the fight against voter suppression. And so begins the latest corporate incursion into controversial state laws. Huge employers in the Atlanta area, including Delta Airlines and Coca-Cola, steered into a confrontation with Georgia's Republican Governor Brian Kemp, who signed the law that critics describe as a revival of Jim Crow racism. This shift came after an initial and widely criticized silence, or at least ambivalence, from powerful corporate leaders following the passage of the law that discriminates against Black voters. It's also rooted in ex-President Donald Trump's election fraud lies. The time that it took for this backlash to emerge partially explains the rush by Republican state lawmakers to speed this to the governor's desk earlier this month. But it's also hard to take seriously claims by some of the world's most sophisticated companies that it took a while to figure out what was in the bill. The next front in this pressure campaign against Georgia's law could come in sports. Ahead of baseball's opening day, the Major League Baseball Players Association said it was opening to discussing moving this year's All-Star Game out of Georgia. The state's politics are also likely to intrude in the upcoming Masters Tournament at Augusta National, the first golf major of the year. Georgia is not the only state with corporations entering the voting rights fray. In Texas, the massive American Airlines came out against the restrictive voting measures passed by the Republican legislature and headed for GOP Governor Greg Abbott's desk. There's also some recent history here. After North Carolina's state legislature passed a so-called bathroom bill, which basically removed protections for LGBT people, pressure and boycotts from businesses like the NBA, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and more roiled the state. The law was ultimately repealed a year later. So let's get to the point. These corporations' backlash and boycotts are just the beginning of external pressure campaigns on these states' restrictive voting rights laws. And that is The Point for April 2nd, 2021. Thank you for listening. For more updates throughout the week, subscribe to The Point newsletter at cnn.com/thepoint. If you'd like this audio briefing, you can get it every single weekday on your smart speaker or follow us wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode.